Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming up in about 12 minutes, our pal Mitch Tischler, one half of the Beltway Football Podcast, going to join the program. We will ask him the same question we're asking you at 301-230-0980. Straight up, is this Washington Commanders defense salvageable? Can they fix it? Can they turn it around? Or are they cooked? 301-230-0980. I think this defense for the Commanders is 110% salvageable, and here is why. The number one thing that they need to improve in order for the defense to turn itself around, impact the opposing team's quarterback by hook or by crook through hell or high water. They've got to do a better job at making the opposing quarterback uncomfortable. The pass rush has got to improve. From a four-man rush standpoint, that's a player thing. Guys just got to win their individual one-on-one pass rush reps. And then for those of you out there that are complaining about the scheme, here's a feather in your cap, so to speak. Joe Witt must be more aggressive as a play caller by way of the blitz. He's got to be. He's got to be. Right now, the Washington Commanders are blitzing at the 12th highest rate in the National Football League. The Commanders blitz at a 28.4% clip. That's got to be higher. That's got to be in the mid-30s. Got to be. That's their only hope right now, to me, to have this defense turn itself around. And it's not just about turning yourself around. It's about making a wholesale change. Where are the turnovers? Where are the sacks? Where are the strip sacks? Where are the forced fumbles? Where are the PBUs? It feels like there are like one of four options that happen on a Commander's defensive snap. A guy makes a tackle at the line of scrimmage. A guy makes a tackle 15 yards down the field. And that's really it. We don't see turnovers. We don't see a lot of negative plays forced by this defense. That's how they turn it around. Because there's no Tom, Dick, or Harry that's about to walk through the doors of a Big Bear AI training facility in Ashburn to come save the day. That's not happening. Unless they give me a call. But unless they give me a call, it ain't happening. Kidding, obviously. But we know the bodies in-house aren't really changing, right? You brought back Jalen Holmes to the chagrin of me. Hate that decision. But it is what it is. There aren't many, you know, better outhouse options. I get it. Right? Von Miller. He's the guy that I look at from a player standpoint and go, hey, if there's one player that I need more from on this defense that nobody talks about, it's Von Miller. He was brought in here to be a situational pass rusher. I totally understand that. But because of attrition, because of guys getting hurt, he has to do more. And it starts on Monday night against Kansas City. A quarterback, a offensive line, a scheme that he should be very familiar with. When you think about the time that he spent in Denver with the Broncos, Von Miller must come alive on Monday night against the Kansas City Chiefs. And if it's not him, if it's not going to be an individual effort, I need Joe Witt to be better scheming up pressure by way of the pen. Overload aside, run stunts and games and twists up front. Send guys out of the secondary. How about this? We see other teams do it to us all the time because we had no perimeter threat on the wide receiver. What about walking eight guys up to the line of scrimmage and sending them all? The hell with dropping them into coverage. I think I'm at the point with this defense where I would rather give up the explosive over the top of my head than watch a quarterback drive the football down the field unfazed. Tired of seeing it. It's hard to watch. Especially this past weekend. Y'all getting on the secondary for the big-time play that happened to CeeDee Lamb where Kwon and Marshawn run into each other. There was no pass rush at all. He had about 5-6 seconds to throw the ball. If they can get better at impacting the other team's quarterback at straight-up wreaking havoc, this defense will improve. It will. I know some of you have no confidence in that, but I get it. See, my thing and my issue, I guess, with this Commander's defense, this Commander's pass rush, the numbers suggest that they're one of the best pass rushes in football. Do you realize the Washington Commanders right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, they're tied for the fifth most sacks in the NFL. They're tied for the fifth most sacks in the NFL. If you watch this group week in and week out, it does not look like that at all. From a quarterback pressure standpoint, the Washington Commanders are one of the best groups in all of the National Football League. They get after the opposing team's quarterback, but that's why the analytics amigos, as Chris Russell likes to call them, that's why we can't totally rely on analytics because it doesn't always tell the entirety of the story. It just doesn't. In terms of quarterback pressures, Washington's ranked 11th in the National Football League. Does it feel like they're a group that impacts the quarterback at a top 10 rate? No, it doesn't. You all watch the games just like I do. If this defense is going to turn around, there is one thing that needs to happen. I don't know who it's on, though. Is it on Joe Witt? Is it on the players to rush the passer better? What? Whose fault is it? Not whose fault is it. Whose responsibility is it? We can chew on that and sift through that as we roll throughout the show, but the bottom line is this. I think we all should be able to agree on this. They have to find a way to impact the quarterback. If they can, yes, this Washington Commanders defense is indeed salvageable.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Let's go to our guy Phil in D.C. wanting to chime in. What's up, Phil? I did not hit pop Phil up. Phil, you're here now. What's up, Phil? Phil taking the day off? Phil don't want to be on the show today? We were just complimenting y'all on the break about how good callers were. Put Phil back on hold. Let's go to Chris wanting to chime in. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guy? Hey, you said everything I was saying earlier to Chris. I was saying, check this out. I said, listen, the players, they got to step up. I said, first of all, you got to scheme better. If you go look at the 49ers game versus Atlanta Falcons, can you name three starters on the San Francisco defense that played last week? Atlanta had one of the top offensive defense. They had Tatum Bethune playing middle linebacker. He was filling Frank Warner's spot. Yeah. That came from scheming. They shut down Bijan Robinson. They shut down my team. Like, that came from scheming. They took our game plan. They took what other teams did to them prior weeks that had success. They implemented that in their game plan. So it is light for this defense. They just got to do better. Like on passing downs, like third down and long, I put Von Miller, Frankie Louvu, Bobby Wagner, you know, mix them up. Put them in the line. Press up on Kansas City wide receivers. They fast. They got, Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy. They fast, but you got distract.
Damn, I don't know what happened with that. We lost them. We'll put you back on hold. Let's go to our guy, Rick, who wants to chime in. Rick, do you think this Commander's defense ultimately is salvageable here? Rick!
Yeah.
You think the Commander's defense is salvageable, my friend?
Yeah, I think it's salvageable. Like you said, we got to rattle the quarterback. How many times are they going to line up everybody in the line of scrimmage and at the last second back out and let Louvu and Wagner go back out in coverage? And they're not covering anything. Just let them go get the quarterback. When they're dropping in space, they're just taking their whole selves out of the play every time. They line them up and then they just back out. You just got to send them. Let them rush the quarterback. I'm going back to the old Ron Rivera deal. We're going to stop the run on the way to the quarterback. Go get the quarterback. Wreak havoc back in the backfield. Let them get the tackles for loss in the backfield.
So the one thing I would say to that, and I think you're spot on with it, Rick, and I'll answer off air here. I am starting to, and I went hard about it a moment ago. I am starting to be of the belief that, like, hey, I get why they're not blitzing more. I do. I think we all understand why they're not blitzing more. They're not blitzing more for the simple fact that, like, they don't want to leave their guys exposed in coverage. But last year, this isn't who they were. If you want to holler about scheme, this may be your moment. Because I'm going to pull up the numbers from last year. Last year, from a percentage standpoint, the Commanders finished the season ranked 6th in blitz percentage. They were blitzing at the 6th highest rate in the NFL. And we actually gave some numbers earlier in the offseason from our guy Brett Coleman of Bootleg Football. They blitzed at a historic rate last year on first and second down. So I don't know if there's a philosophic shift that's came. I don't know if it's a byproduct of having more trust in these corners, so you're thinking you don't have to blitz as much. I don't know. But if there's one gripe I do have with the quote-unquote scheme, with the quote-unquote coaching, is that we're not aggressive enough. We're not blitzing enough. That's my only gripe that I have from a schematic standpoint, is I want to see them heat the quarterback up more. I want Joe Witt Jr. to turn into Brian Flores Jr. Honestly. Because one thing's for certain, two things for sure, by hook or by crook, through hella hot water, Brian Flores is going to send 6 or more. Point blank. Brian Flores is going to blitz the hell out of you and let the chips fall where they may. Word to Chauncey Billups. 301-230-0980 is the number. Let's get to Nate out in Hyattsville. Nate, what's going on, brother?
What's up, bro? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
All right. Yeah, so in my humble opinion, the defense is salvageable, but I think the help is going to come through the offense. And the reason why I'm saying that is because if the offense gets back into the groove of scoring points, then as though you have more starters coming back on the offensive side than you do on the defensive side, you know, only because of the injuries. If the offense go out and score more points, then that would allow the defense to pin their ears back, you know, to scheme up blitzes and all that good stuff, you know, create turnovers, because that'll make the opposing team become one-dimensional versus, you know, sitting back and watching the quarterbacks go down the field, you know what I mean, drive, had to have those long drives down the field to score. And then, you know, as long as the offense doesn't go 3-and-out and put the defense back on the field, that right there should also help the defense out. So
I agree. Nate, I'm glad you brought that up, because over the last 2 weeks, when I have been critical of this Washington Commanders offense, folks have met me with, well, they're scoring. They're 7th in the NFL in scoring, Linnell. They should be top 3. They could be number 1. This offense routinely, Nate, because of a lack of execution, not scheme. See, it's funny to me, when the offense messes up, y'all don't yell scheme. When the defense messes up, we're quick to yell scheme. The offense and the defense both simply not executing at a high enough rate. Nate, I appreciate your call as always, brother, man. 301-230-0980 is the number. Mitch Tischler, one half of the Beltway Football Podcast, joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.